You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Boy, on again, off again, tariffs in the U.S., quite a seesaw in the courts the last 2 days. What's that doing to the markets?
Didn't do a lot. I mean, it seemed to be holding up pretty much based on the news. You know, the one court turned it down, the appeals court reversed it. You know, it's just a lot of nonsense, a lot of politics, you know, Democrats versus Republican, left versus right. It's just, you know, it's really frustrating when you're trying to get something done, which is what Trump is trying to get, you know, get accomplished here. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, the markets had a big sell-off in April. They had a big move up. Most indexes didn't go to new highs. I don't believe any of them did. Maybe one did. And we're, you know, we're in that old time frame. We can argue sell may go away. And I'm sort of in that camp right now. I think, particularly yesterday, NVIDIA, which is a big hot stock in the, on the NASDAQ here in the U.S., reported earnings. They were up a little bit, not near all-time highs, but it was up on the day on some news. Everybody gets all excited about this one stock, and it's just sort of crazy, but it's sort of leading the way in the AI movement, so everybody is all excited about it. And it's done well for investors, I suppose. But we also just experienced a lunar cycle here the last day or so with the market rallying. The sell may go away thinking there's some cycle work that says we could pull back into June, maybe even July before we go higher again. So I'm a little cautious here just on a short-term basis. You know, we had a big move, big sell-off, big recovery, and here we are. So I still think we're overall going to go higher for the year. Depends if you're trading or investing. If you're just investing, you know, you sort of forget the summer and just enjoy the summer and don't worry about, you know, what the markets are doing, you know, whether they pull off or they don't pull off. So for the most part, I think you just have to make a decision of what your time frame is here. But as far as the tariff story, of course, that's been the big story, which caused the sell-off in April, and the mitigation of some of those tariffs, you know, stimulated the rally that we saw. But there's so many other things going on. I mean, we have potential war issues still out there. I mean, you know, I'm not a geopolitical expert, but, you know, a lot of the problems in Ukraine were caused by the West itself, and I can see where Putin is skeptical of doing any deal so quickly. And not that I'm siding with the war per se, but if you read the history of what went on over there in the last 30 or so years, you know, Russia was double-crossed several times. Promises were made. They weren't kept. Threats of nuclear weapons on the border there, NATO. I mean, I could see where Putin is not ready to do a deal so fast, and if things get delayed or if the war doesn't get settled down here and there's no ceasefire, you know, that could help precipitate a market, you know, correction of some kind. So I'm just speculating, but, you know, that's sort of out there. And still the Hamas-Israeli situation, and particularly the Iranian nuclear situation, has not been resolved. Israel wants to bomb and take out the atomic capability of Iran, but Trump is holding them back. So if something doesn't happen there short term, I mean, there could be a big conflict in that part of the world. So, you know, one could argue, well, the stock market likes war and it doesn't make a difference, but I'm not so sure about that. So, you know, it just depends, again, what your, you know, long or near term or short term perspective is. Mine is, I'm a tad cautious here. I think we've had a nice move and the big earnings sort of out of the way here. So I'm sort of stepping aside a little bit on a lot of our trades.
What's going on with gold?
Gold's holding up, but if you look at the chart, it has sort of a descending tops formation. You can draw a line across the recent peaks, and I want to see that broken out to the upside And, you know, that could happen tomorrow morning or a month from now. So, it's gold has anticipated a lot already. You know, it went up to $3,500. It corrected over $300. Now it's trying to bounce a bit. I'm not selling gold shares. I still think, you know, with the government's interest in gold, possibly backing treasury bonds with gold, and that may be a year away once the Fed, current Fed chairman's out of the picture. But, you know, I still got to sort of stay with it. But as a trader, I'm just sort of, looks a little toppy to me here, the way it's trading. But a lot of it has to do with the geopolitical situation. You know, the reason I believe gold took off was because of the wars. And particularly it took off after the Hamas invasion of Israel a year and a half ago. So, once the geopolitical stuff really settles down, that's not good for gold. I mean, gold should back off more. And maybe that's what this little descending top formation is telling us, that, despite the fact that the markets may have a little bit of a correction and maybe temporary equity markets may come back, the geopolitical will be settled. And stocks will go up and gold will pull back a bit. So just going to have to wait and watch there. But, I'm taking this end of May, sell end of May, coming into summer seriously. I think, we can take a vacation here for 30 days, and I don't think you're going to miss very much. That's sort of my opinion.
What's going on with crude?
Still negative in my work. I mean, it's hanging down around the $60 a barrel. It got to 55. I can still see it in the high 40s, but, that could be months away. I still think, Saudis have increased production. A lot of tickets are going to be opened. They're planned to be opened here in North America. So, and some argue that we're in a recession or about to go into recession, and that would be less demand for the oil. Of course, lower oil prices is basically bullish for stocks. So, as long as oil stays down, that's a bullish ingredient for the stock market. So, I'm neutral to negative on crude here. And I wouldn't be surprised, within the year you see it in the 40s.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, what's going on with Bitcoin?
I just was going to bring that up, Jim. Thanks for bringing it up. That was really the big story again this week. There was a big conference in Las Vegas. I don't know if it's running into the third day. I know it was running at least 2 days, but we had Vice President Vance speak yesterday. MARA, I think, was the sponsor of the event, or one of the sponsors, which is a stock involved in the crypto space. Big attendance there, a lot of discussion about it. The story with crypto is that there's legislation that's going to have to be passed. It could stretch on for a while. There's congressional action. Some of it may stretch into the middle of next year, but basically the rules are trying to be put in place for it. Everybody's up, real excited about it for good reason, particularly since the Bitcoin and crypto reserve is supposedly one of Trump's, big projects. So, it's going to trade around. I mean, Bitcoin got up to, I think, about 111,000, and it was down around the 70s, and the next target is in the 140s. So, you got to pick your poison. Do you want to jump in here or wait for a pullback? I mean, we're in it. We're going to stay with it because it trends up,
Any thoughts on uranium?
It really took off the last week. All the uranium-related stocks took off, particularly Cameco, the Canadian CCJ, who's the U.S. symbol. But it hit a little trading top here. So we actually took a profit in it. We recommended, taking a trade. This is the trading comment. It had a big spike up. But all the uranium nuclear-related stocks had big moves this past week. So big support on the part of the U.S. President Trump about uranium and nuclear energy. These stocks are very volatile. A lot of names that are on our list, had big corrections and big moves back up again. So trend's up. And, you know, nuclear reactors are supposed to be brought back online, but that takes time to do that. So the market has to figure, you know, how much they want to discount in advance. There's some big names on our list, a couple of which we also sold, just took a trading profit because they had a big move this past week along with the CCJ with a view to try to buy them on a pullback. You know, when there's news and they run them up big, you know, that's what, you know, VR Trader is sort of about. You know, we have a list of stocks we like, a big list, but we try to trade around them a little bit, not so much for the sport of it, just because of the practicality of, you know, trading some of the swings. So overall bullish, but short-term bearish, took a trade, and I think, you know, the trend's up in the group, obviously, because of a big political push backing it. So, you know, it's just something you got to watch. Maybe you'll get a pullback into June, and we'll get another entry point.
What's copper doing?
Copper's not doing very well. I mean, we're long Freeport, and it's half gold and half copper, and it's sort of underperforming. I guess I shouldn't be too surprised with some of the infrastructure stocks like Vulcan Materials and so forth, and there's another big one out there. I think it's trying to think the name of it. My mind went blank. That they've been underperforming on the infrastructure plays, and maybe that's what copper's. Then you can tie the home building industry, which is slow, hasn't been recovering that much. So the stocks are real depressed, though I'm frankly bullish on them because they're so depressed. And I think you will see a turn in them. So copper may be reflecting the construction industry as well. So, I just think it's a short-term effect here, and copper and the infrastructure stocks are sort of underperforming. Maybe they're going to wait for an interest rate cut or, you know, some other news to kick them back in gear. I think they will, and, you know, just a short-term trading comment, but waiting for some technical breakout in them to reinstate their uptrends.
Anything on the geocosmic front we have to look at?
Yeah, we have a little storm underway now, I'm told, looking at the spaceweather.com website. And on top of that, we've got, you know, lunar cycle that last 2 days ago, which I think is coincident with this little trading top in the markets, this sort of spell may go away theory. And then in mid-June, we've got another lunar cycle coming. Maybe that'll be a little low point. So, and then also the big one, of course, is the summer solstice that's coming up, you know, June 21st or so. And, you know, I always argue this market change of directions around these seasonal patterns, you know, December, March, September, and so forth. So, you know, June coming up now. So it'll be interesting to see if we see a market pull back into June tied to the seasonal pattern, and we'll take it from there. So we've got to watch that, and that sort of, you know, part of my thinking here that maybe between sell may go away, some of the cyclical patterns that might, this might be a good time to go take that little summer vacation.
Mark, anything else catching your eye right now?
No, that was it. The big story was Bitcoin this week. And, you know, they may have hit a little trading top in the Bitcoin, you know, because of that convention in Vegas. And they seem to be, you know, pulling back here a little bit. But I would use, you know, dollar cost averaging, you know, you don't buy all at one time, buy a little, because I think the trend is big up, and particularly Bitcoin. I mean, there's a limited amount out there, and just over time, it's going to go up. So it depends if you got a 1 year or a 10 year perspective. If you had a 10 year perspective, you're up thousands of percent from where it was, you know, in 2011 or so when it all got started. So, you know, in the 2030s, I mean, Bitcoin can be $200,000-$300,000 or higher. So, again, it's a limited quantity, government's behind it, and you just have to, you know, do what's comfortable. But there are ETFs out there. You don't actually have to do the coin or go to crypto exchanges. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of them that are mentioned in our newsletter.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He was speaking to us from Arizona. If you have any questions for Mark or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com and we'll ask that question for you. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.